Well, on this evening's The Space Show, we have Kenya Wilkins of the Ephemera Trio Ensemble. She's going to join us and discuss her space-themed music. And just speaking of music, we have other music inspired by Pluto and Comet Churyumov-Gerasimenko. But, well now, let's hear an Australian engineer who worked on the Rosetta Plasma Wave instrument on the Rosetta spacecraft that went to the comet Churyumov-Gerasimenko. Here's what he had to say.
So we've been in orbit, and we then started measuring what we call the plasma field. The plasma field is where the evaporated material coming off the comet gets ionized by the sun, and it gets modulated by the solar wind. There's a gas coming off the comet which is then activated by the sun, and it wobbles. We thought, that's interesting. We could see the wobble on the electric measurements. We thought, why don't we speed those up and put them through a speaker and try and listen to the comet singing. So this is what a comet sounds like from 500 million kilometres outside the asteroid belt. Now that is the sound of a comet, believe it or not. Obviously we can't hear it, it's in a hard vacuum, but electrically it's creating a signal which we can amplify and measure and convert into a sound. And you hear the frequencies going up and down, there's all sorts of weird things are going on, we don't know what they are, we've got no idea what's creating this. But the Plasma Consortium scientists have gone berserk now, trying to figure out what on earth is this? Because it's a very, very interesting signal. The comet's extremely cold, it's extremely far from the sun, yet it's in fact very active. And this is an unexpected, a very much unexpected event.
That recording has been used by many, many musicians. Now, Jay just said it sounded like a boiling kettle, which it does. I think it also sounds a bit like a woodpecker, which, of course, we don't have in Australia, but you've probably heard recordings of them in America. Well, Cyclone Tess is a singer and songwriter. She comes from Fremantle, and she's recently moved to Melbourne. So she's done this choral with woodpecker-like sound made from the plasma wave recordings made by the Rosetta spacecraft in the vicinity of Comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko. This is Cyclone Tess with Cometa equals Comet Rosetta. On the space show, we're listening to Cyclone Tess, Cometa equals Comet Rosetta, some of the plasma wave recordings, along with her vocals. And Tessa Davis now lives in Melbourne. Coming up after these messages, we're going to hear some of the music of Kenya Wilkins from the Ephemera Ensemble, and we'll be having a chat with her about her music.
Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
Kenya Wilkins is a member of the Ephemera Trio. She is a composer, and we're going to play some of her music now. It's music based on space themes, and the particular track that we've chosen is Orbital Waltz. And you could think of it like when the space shuttle used to dock with the space station, or in today's terms, the Soyuz spacecraft docks with the International Space Station. There's an orbital waltz as they adjust the orbits in order to come together. So here is the Ephemera Ensemble with Orbital Waltz.
Thank you.
That was Orbital Waltz, music composed by Kenya Wilkins and performed by the Ephemera Trio. Now, Kenya comes from Sydney, and I believe we've now got her on the telephone line. Welcome to the Space Show, Kenya.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And what inspired you to write that piece of music, Orbital Waltz?
Orbital Waltz was actually originally called Waltz Till the End of Time. But I decided Orbital Waltz was just a little bit catchier, and also a lot of people thought that it sounded quite cyclical, like an orbit. I guess what inspired me to write it was watching footage of various spaceships and man-made satellites going up into orbit. And I was just kind of imagining a dance, really, because obviously Waltz is originally a dance. So I felt there was kind of so much movement, there was kind of a rhythm to it, and I just thought it lends itself quite easily to music, to dance.
Yes, it calls to mind the waltz that was played, the Blue Danube waltz in the Stanley Kubrick film 2001.
Yes, indeed.
And that waltz of the two spacecraft. And, of course, we've seen pictures now of the Soyuz spacecraft coming to the International Space Station, and they do a similar waltz as well. So I found it very evocative of that. So why have you chosen a space theme for some of your compositions?
Well, I've always had an interest in astronomy since I was very young. I remember writing a poem when I was about 8 called Cleaners on Venus. I think mainly because it rhymed, but there was still, you know, that kind of space connection there. And I bought my first telescope when I was 13, and I was always very interested in astronomy. But as I kind of got through high school, I realised I'm not kind of a natural at the astrophysics side of it, but I'm more of a natural as a musician. And I spent a lot of my life working in various ensembles as a flautist or pianist, and I've also been teaching music. And I've kind of always been looking for a way to kind of merge all my interests, and especially partially through I just completed a Masters of Composition at Sydney Conservatorium about a year ago. And one of my supervisors, Professor Anne Boyd, she was kind of encouraging me to find whatever it is that makes you, you know, that really kind of whatever it is you can find that is genuinely special to you and is that you can really make a statement that is kind of different to what other people are saying, really. I mean, she was really encouraging me to find whatever it is that I can offer the kind of musical world that is genuinely different. And took quite a bit of soul searching, and then eventually I realized, of course, the thing that I really love, which is astronomy. And so I spent quite a bit of time trying to figure out how can I marry these two things. And, you know, very quickly, I found some amazing space sounds online, actually through the astronomer Paul Francis, who has compiled a whole bunch of space sounds, mainly through NASA data that's available online. He's kind of like pieced them together and made them into these beautiful soundtracks that are very easy to write music to, and obviously there's a lot of images as well that are really fire up the imagination. And yeah, I found it was once I discovered that idea, I found not that many other people are doing it, and I found it very easy to write music to. And because there was no comparison, it almost gave me a lot of freedom to do whatever the hell I want with it. So sometimes I have written some very kind of accessible, lyrical, melodic pieces with, you know, chords that are quite familiar, and then other times I've written some more kind of, you know, experimental things and more kind of ambient things, textures and things like that. So, yeah, I've kind of, I think in especially with the trio's work, I've kind of written quite a wide range of styles, you know, you can see quite a wide range of styles in there, yeah.
So you use a lot of space imagery as a backdrop to your musicians.
I do,
live performance.
Yes. So anytime it's possible to use a projector, we do. And thinking about 90% of our shows, we have had a projector. And I've compiled images together from open source NASA files. Sometimes footage from Mars rover, sometimes it's still images, sometimes it's footage from the 1980s, the various comets. So, and that kind of obviously adds another dimension to it as well. Yeah.
Yes. Do you find that having the imagery in the backdrop acts as a distraction to the audience?
Look, I was worried about that, but the overwhelming response is very positive, that it kind of like lifts it to a whole nother level, and also it gives context to what I'm writing about.
Yes.
I think the
Kronos Quartet, they do, like their Sun Rings performance. They were here in Melbourne several years ago. They performed at the Recital Centre in South Bank. And, again, they had imagery in the background, and the imagery and the music worked together very, very well, and one didn't distract from the other.
Absolutely, and I have seen YouTube footage of the performance Sun Rings by Terry Riley, and it's amazing. I mean, he's gone kind of like to a whole other level and actually used recordings of like astronauts' voices as well, hasn't he? And like mathematical equations and he has a bit of a different approach, but everything I've seen of that was very effective, for sure.
And for each piece, do you research a particular topic? Like you've got a work called The Craters of Rhea, and another one called Distant Pulsar. And do you research them individually?
Yes, I do. Each piece will have a different impetus for inspiration. So in the case of Craters of Rhea, I was looking at pictures of Rhea, and obviously it's got a heavily cratered surface. So I was kind of mimicking the shapes of the craters on the page. So the opening of Craters of Rhea has a very kind of jagged, angular melody, you know, and I was kind of literally trying to copy the shape. And then it kind of goes into like a more smooth section because some of the surface is quite smooth, and then it kind of goes into and then right at the end it kind of goes into this very kind of major melodic kind of predictable chord progression, which is symbolizing seeing Rhea from a distance and the perfectly round shape that it has. So it's like lots of different aspects of it that I take for inspiration, but I guess in the end, it's whatever works in the moment I'll go with. But each piece will have a slightly different kind of aspect that I take as inspiration. I mean, in the case of Distant Pulsar, it does have a repetitive bass line that's all about that kind of repetitive pulse that just keeps kind of going round with the pulsar.
Carry on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So, Kenya, what instruments do you play?
I play flute and piano.
Okay. And you work with a number of other musicians. What do they play?
I work with a number of other musicians. So in the trio, I've got trumpeter Will Gilbert and double bassist Elton Price. But in the concert, which is taking place in Melbourne on this coming Monday, there's actually saxophone, cello and piano. And the ensemble is Collide Trio, which is led by Joseph Lallo. They're going to be playing my composition, Titan Tango, at 1 p.m. at the Melbourne Concert Hall at Melbourne Conservatorium. And it's a free concert, so, yeah. I highly recommend it. And they've got that piece and largely classical programs. Yeah.
Yes.
Haydn and Bruckner. Yeah.
Yes, Haydn.
So, yeah,
Brooke,
highly recommend it.
Wilkins,
they're very, very good musicians.
Yes.
Yeah.
According to the booking sheet, it's Joseph Lalo on saxophone and Yi Lian He on cello and Yasmin Rowe on piano.
Yes.
And they're playing music by Haydn, Brooke, Henryson, and, of course, yourself. For those who are not familiar with the Melba Hall, I should mention it is part of the Melbourne Conservatorium of Music, which is at Melbourne University, and the hall can be accessed from Royal Parade. It lies north of Genetics Lane and west of Medical Road. In other words, it's between Medical Road and the Royal Parade. And you can book for that on Eventbrite under the listing Collide. So if you go to Eventbrite and enter Collide, C-O-L-L-I-D-E, you can book for that. It's a free event. So you've just said, Kenya, it's on Monday, this coming Monday, between 1 and 2 p.m. in the Melba Concert Hall. Now, what was your musical training?
I've kind of studied all over the place. I studied at the Conservatorium, Bath Spa in England, Sulzheim University in Germany, Bristol and Bristol University in England. So, yeah, I've kind of studied all over the place. I've studied mostly flute and composition, but also some piano. I did some jazz piano in Germany and, classical flute and contemporary composition. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's my my studying background. I also did some teacher training as well. So, yeah, got a strong teacher background as well. Mm.
Now, you've recorded some CDs. Are they available?
Yes, they are. They are available. Well, they're all available online on Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes. And if you look up Ephemera Trio or Ephemera Ensemble, it will come up. It's a double album. There are 17 tracks. And some of them are completely improvised and some of them are through composed. And a lot of them are using the space sounds as well. In terms of in Melbourne shops, now I'm just going to have to get back to you about which shops it's in. It is available in some shops. I'm just going to have to get back to you in like 1 minute. I've just got to have a look at which shops.
Okay. While you're doing that, you've got some concerts coming up in Sydney.
Yeah, so there's one tomorrow night at Johnson Street Jazz, which is 81 Johnson Street, Annandale, and we start at 8 p.m. And then there's another one Saturday, April 7th, which is at the Seymour Centre Sound Lounge in Sydney, which is we're going to be playing with Sally Whitwell, who's an ABC recording artist. She's a very, very good pianist. She's going to be doing a set to open the concert, and then we're going to be coming on a second. And we're going to have space imagery in that one too.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah, now, we've got some things coming up.
I don't expect anyone from Melbourne's going to hop on a plane and head off
to
the concert tomorrow.
Very low chance.
But we do have listeners who listen to us online, and they may well be, well, we know some of them are in Sydney. So where again is this concert?
Tomorrow night.
Yes.
So it's called Johnson Street Jazz, and it's in Annandale, 81 Johnson Street. We start at 8 p.m. and the tickets are $20 and you can get them at the door.
Hmm.
And we are going to have projections for that one. But if you want to follow what my trio is doing, if you go to ephemeraensemble.com, ephemeraensemble.com. You can find all of our upcoming shows. And on Facebook, we're Ephemera Trio. We've got a fan page there, so you'll find all of our upcoming shows there as well. We've got other shows planned in Sydney for later in the year. And look, I would love to bring the trio to Melbourne, and I'm trying to swing that. I'm trying to swing that for kind of like second half of the year sometime. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, well, we'd love to have you here.
Great.
Well, thank you for joining us, Kenya. You haven't got,
thank you.
You haven't got those.
I don't have the information in front of me, but right. It is on Ephemera Ensemble's website. If you go to the buy albums button at the top, there is a list. I think it's available in about two or three shops there. So maybe that's the best thing, yeah, because my computer's taking a while to turn on.
Okay, then. So that's ephemeraensemble.com to find out more about Kenya Wilkins, the Ephemera Trio, and the available music from her group. Well, we're going to thank you, Kenya, for joining us on The Space Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And we're now going to hear one of your pieces. It's called Titan Tango. Just before we start it, a word or two about it.
So Titan Tango was actually composed for a project called Art of Cadencia, which was a flamenco tango fusion project that was performed at the Basement in Sydney about 2 years ago. And once again, it was one of these musical situations where I was asked to write something, but I wanted to involve astronomy in some way. So I looked at some pictures of Titan, and basically different aspects of the piece are inspired by different aspects of Titan. So obviously Titan being the largest moon of Saturn, composed of water, ice, and rocky material with a dense atmosphere, and different aspects of that are inspired by different aspects of the piece. So it starts off with a, like, alternating solo phrases using many angular intervals representing the rocky, non-earthly Titan terrain. And then it leads into a 4-4, very rhythmic, rippling piano line with cello and saxophone melodies soaring above, which symbolizes the existence of water, possibly in liquid form in the distant past. Then the third section uses a repeating pattern, repetitive pattern bass line, and over the top it kind of has a improvisatory style melody, which kind of is quite kind of irregular and uses cluster chords and things like that. So basically they're the three melodies, and the three sections, I should say, and section two and section three come back at different times. So basically I've been inspired by the idea of Titan. I have looked at some pictures, and different sections are inspired by, you know, those aspects. Yeah.
Well, so well, as we say goodbye to you, Kenya, we'll listen to Titan Tango by Kenya Wilkins, composed by Kenya Wilkins and played by her and her partners in the Ephemera Trio.
Thank you very much.
Southern FM, Urich.
And that was Kenya Wilkins and the Ephemera Trio with Titan Tango. Yes, does theme in some of her music there.
Southern FM are a community radio station broadcasting to the southeastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Now, you are listening to the Space Show, and it's presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Well, we promised you some music about Pluto, so here's another Australian composition. It's Ben Rogers' Instrumental Asylum, and it's the Elegy for Pluto.